Chapter 62. Consulting his diagram of the ship while on the run, Pitt unerringly led Lusana down a series of darkened passages and alleyways, past dank, empty rooms, until he finally paused at a bulkhead door. Then he wadded the diagram in a ball and tossed it to the deck. Lusana stopped obediently and waited for an explanation. "Where are we?" he asked. "Outside the projectile storage area," Pitt answered. He leaned his weight against the door, which grudgingly creaked three-quarters open. Pitt peered into a dimly lit room and listened. They both heard men shouting against the metallic clash of heavy machinery, the rattle of chains, and the hum of electric motors. The sounds seemed to come from above. Cautiously, Pitt stepped over the sill. The tall, armor-piercing shells were neatly stacked on their bases around the hoist tube, their conical heads gleaming menacingly under two yellow light bulbs. Pitt eased past the shells and looked upward. On the deck overhead, two black men were leaning in the hoist tube access doors and hammering and cursing at the elevator cradle. The explosions that rocked the ship had jammed the mechanism. Pitt pulled back from the opening and began examining the shells. There was a total of 31, and only one shell had a rounded head. The second QD warhead was not present. Pitt took a toolkit from his belt and handed the flashlight to Lusana. "Hold this steady while I operate." "What are you going to do?" "Deactivate a shell." "If I am to be blown to smithereens," said Lusana, "may I know why?" "No," Pitt snapped. He hunched down and motioned for the light. His hand circled the cone of the shell as lightly as those of a safecracker fingering a tumbler dial. Locating the locking screws, he carefully undid them with a screwdriver. The threads were frozen with age, and they fought his every twist. Time, Pitt thought desperately. He needed time before Fox's crew repaired the hoist and returned to the projectile storage compartment. Suddenly, unexpectedly, the last of the screws sheared off, and the nose cone came loose in his hands. Tenderly, as though it were a sleeping baby, he set it aside and looked inside the warhead. Then Pitt began to disconnect the explosive charge that was set to split the warhead and release the cluster of bomblets containing the QD organism. There was nothing tricky or particularly hazardous about the procedure. Working on the theory that too much concentration makes the hands tremble, Pitt idly whistled under his breath, thankful that Lusana wasn't plying him with questions. Pitt cut the wires leading to the radar altimeter and removed the explosive detonator. He paused for a moment and took a small money sack from his coat pocket. Lusana was mildly amused to see that the lettering on the soiled canvas read, "Wheaton Security Bank." "I've never admitted this to a soul," Lusana said, "but I once robbed an armored truck." "Then you should feel right at home," replied Pitt. He lifted the QD bomblets from the warhead and gently deposited them in the money bag. "Damned clever smuggling method," Lusana said, smiling tightly. "Heroin or diamonds?"
"I'd be interested in knowing that myself," Patrick Fox said as he ducked under the door frame into the compartment.